The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, LA Impact Windows and Doors, J.S. Johnson, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company, Carey's Department Store, Comwell Bank, Wendy's, TF Express Delivery, Ron's Electric Motors, and Fidelity Bank Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Now, don't get mad at me. I sat here and listened to the affirmation just like you. So the affirmation got to play. That's all. All right. Today, I don't have anything specific I'm going to cover. We can conduct an open line show within reason, and talk about the issues that are on your mind as well. All right, so let me know within reason, right? What is reasonable to discuss? All right, we could talk about. So we could do that. 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. I'll start. Here's the first thing. I see police arrested 7 people for trying to travel with fraudulent COVID-19 tests. They were trying to go to a family island. Why would you even try? Why would you? They have a barcode on them. You gotta, come on. All criminals can't be this lost, right? Not that you're a criminal, I'm just saying. You break an emergency order, right? I don't like the emergency order either. I don't think you should have a COVID-19 test to go to family islands either. But that's what it is, all right? And you got to abide by the rules. I make the rules. I just play by them. But I want to talk about this. Well, I see some people calling, but I want to talk about this. And your marked increase in COVID cases. And you're more than 5,000 vaccinated so far. I want to discuss that. But let's take the call. That's fine, because I did invite you to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Let's do the call. Good afternoon. Welcome. Are you there?
Yes, good afternoon.
How's it going?
You said you have an open line today.
Yeah, sure. Within reason.
Okay. I just came through the Grove one.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of old cars they still got on the side of the road, I mean, it's sickening. And to see how they've been trying to move these cars, and the people are putting the cars right back. And I know we have the environmental health people that are supposed to go around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they levy fines against these people who put these cars in the road.
Yeah, they're supposed to move them, too.
Them there.
What are they doing? Are they fixing them or are they just dead?
No, they're just dead. There's some of them are selling parts. Some are, they can't be repaired. And they've been there for years.
So for years, you say?
Yeah, especially if you go by Papa Waltie corner.
Papa Waltie?
Yeah, you go to his corner, he got them all in the road.
He put them in the road or somebody else?
No, they're his old cars.
Okay. Well, we can direct them right to him. No problem.
That's a case right there you can deal with.
All right.
And the next thing I wanted to say, remember when your cousin was flying over to Shanty Towns and trying to do something about this Shanty Town thing?
Brian, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the rooster's been, what they say, the hens have come home to roost out.
Well, they all say he was showboating, right?
People putting you in court in your own country?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that? Have you ever seen anything or heard anything like that anywhere?
I ain't got to imagine it's happening.
Because they take so long and they always playing with the laws and all of that. And now the people putting them in court. I hope they see that.
Yep. I agree. They should.
Country, and you got a fanatic behind them.
They
so
need
now
to.
What you have is a perfect storm.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's fine. Thanks for calling. We can talk about that. I can tell you what, I'm proud of y'all, and it ain't y'all fault, right? But y'all had a good year where y'all wasn't tripping out about the Haitians, all right? I'm proud of y'all. It lasted a while, all right? But here we go. Now, Fred Smith ain't helping the situation, all right? This hyperbole, right? It's real hyperbolic, alarmist stuff. You trying to eradicate ethnic cleansing. Let's just, you know, stop it, all right? Let's look at this thing in a sensible manner and try to figure out what's really going on. Stop all this. It don't make no sense, right? Eradication and all. Ain't nobody trying to eradicate no ethnic cleansing. It don't make no damn sense, right? What we need to do is just figure out who owns the land and make them responsible to make sure that the buildings on their property are up to code. That's all. This ain't a comp. To me, this ain't no complex matter. And if the government approached it in that vein, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Now, if it's government land, make sure that the people who own the government land have the buildings up to code. If you don't have no right to be there, then you need to vacate the property, go somewhere else, and that's it. This go it says. Now, you being hyperbolic, all right? Now, I know there's a lot of anti-Haitian sentiment. Not me, but that's a hyperbole, right? Ain't nobody trying to wipe out the Haitian community. In fact, I might as well brief you. If you believe you can wipe out any Haitian community in the Bahamas, you are living a fantasy, all right? Because the Haitian community in the Bahamas ain't going nowhere, and they're firmly, deeply embedded, for the most part, into Bahamian society, for the most part, all right? Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know no one who live in a shanty town, all right? I'm fairly certain. But I know a whole lot of Haitians, all right? And a whole lot of first-generation Bahamians whose parents are Haitians, all right? And they right out here on this road trying to make it like me and you. And none of them I know live in no shanty town. They all working people. They all have been educated in the schools there. So ain't no eradication going on, all right? But the shanty town got to get up to code. Now, you can't have two set of rules. So if I got to have permit to build a 15-foot structure on my property, then y'all got to have permit. And that need to be enforced throughout, everywhere. But the shanty town can't stay like that. You can't live like that, all right? So you ain't got to be all hyperbolic. I agree there's some anti-Haitian sentiment that's kind of wild at times. But you ain't gonna talk best, but all kind of, you know, ain't nobody trying to wipe nobody out. I know a lot of Haitians, right? And ain't no problem. They abide by the rules for, you know, within the parameters of how culturally Bahamians abide by the rules. See, you test them, you know what I mean? You push them till you see. Your strength means tested, right? It might break. Right? So, but you can live like that in the shanty town, all right? And I'll say that to anyone, anywhere. You got to have a certain standard. Now, if you can't afford to be here, that's all you can afford to live in, all that, then you probably, you know what I mean, need to figure out what you're going to do, pool your resources, you all get an apartment or something like this, you know what I'm saying? But that, it can't continue like that. Me, I'd give you a chance to bring your stuff up to code. I give you a year. Now, it's been 3 years, and I can give Cheryl Grant Thompson, Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson, some heat, because it can't take you 3 years. Even though they, Fred Smith, them, and Attorney General, them, throw all kind of amendment to the affidavit, and one strikeout doesn't strike out that, it shouldn't have taken you 3 years to get to the point of having a hearing on this matter. So you've injuncted, you've levied an injunction against the government from acting for 3 years, and we're just now hearing this matter. I don't know that you could give me a justifiable reason. You may be able to. I don't know that there's a justifiable reason that this should have taken 3 years to get to this point. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
It's Mark here. Hope his family's doing well. Mm-hmm. On the same topic for a moment, that you have a pass around some of these places, Western Union and different places that send money out to different islands and different countries and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever pass through Andres Avenue? There's a little place there where these people be lining up on the street, through the corner, around the building and everything, mm-hmm. sending money out of the country. You in here, first of all, you come in illegally.
How you know that?
I'm saying that. But a lot of them, like, come on, my Lord, you can just go and see it.
I don't know that. You jack everybody?
Can we check a wall here?
You can, yeah.
Hello.
You need ID to send Western Union last night.
What I'm saying is, you're sending money out of the country. Mm-hmm. You come in here illegally.
Right.
You work illegally. And then you could take the money and send it out of the country. I understand you want to help your brothers and sisters back home.
You kind of make an assumption.
You want to help people back home. Mm-hmm. But you're living in a shanty town. You ain't paying no rent. Mm-hmm. You're illegally hooking up electricity and water. You ain't got no sewer system. You put your feces in our water table, and nobody doing nothing about it. And then you could turn around top, and we got 39 shanty towns in a little island, 21x7. I mean, it got to be something wrong. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to be getting paid off.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I think you are making assumptions that aren't grounded in fact. I have sent money out of the country. Yes, me, Juan, have sent money out of the country to my sweetheart in DR. No, I'm playing, right? I cut that off long. I'm playing. I have sent money out of the country. You need ID to go send it. I went to Western Union to go collect money. When my mom died, some of my cousins in the States, Canada, sent me some funds. And you need ID to collect it. So you're making an assumption that all the people who are sending money to Western Union are here illegally, and you are making an assumption that they are working illegally when you know for a fact that we have thousands of work permit holders in this country. So I don't know who come illegally or who do what, right? So you're making assumptions, right? That's it. Now, what I do think is we should be taxing those remittances. If we are not already, that's a source where we could collect some more funds, all right? And I don't agree with the shantytown, right? Everybody got to have a basic standard of living among everyone. Says, any idea how much they paid for the false COVID test? I don't know. I don't know that they did pay for them. I don't know if they, like, just tried to do that on their laptop or what. I don't know. Ah, oh, boy. It says, Juan, can you tell me if all commercial banks and credit unions have insurance for savings accounts? Meaning if the bank goes bankrupt, my savings should be covered up to $50,000. Do you know how long it will take for me to get my money from the bank? Now, commercial banks, yes. Credit unions, I'm not sure. The Bahamas Deposit Insurance Corporation exists to protect your funds up to $50,000. All right? Credit unions, I don't know. I don't know how long it'll take you to get your money back from the bank. Oh, boy. All right. Let's go. So again, It says, one, your sweetheart ain't in DR no more. She right here now. the only sweetheart I have is Paige McCartney. And my other sweetheart is Jamie McCartney. Those are the only sweethearts I have. All right. It says, I worked hard to buy my little piece of property and get a mortgage. It's not fair that someone could go and build anywhere for free, and I can't. I'm with you. I agree. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good morning. May I speak with Juan McCartney?
This is Juan. How you doing?
Not too bad.
All right.
You asked after Sparky called in a while ago. You said something about the government should tax these remittances.
Yeah, if they're not.
There's a stamp due. You have to pay government stamp tax.
Oh, okay.
And there's VAT.
Good.
Okay.
Great.
So,
I don't remember paying VAT, but great. Huh? I said, I don't remember paying VAT, but great.
I can't hear you.
I said, I didn't remember paying VAT on it, but that's good it is.
Yeah. I just sent some money this morning, and there's VAT and foreign exchange fee and government
great.
Stamp tax.
Yeah, that's great. So at least we capture in some of that money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There ain't no free lunch.
Right. Great. Excellent. Exactly. Okay. Perfect.
All righty.
Yeah. Now, see, and here's why I say I was proud of y'all, right? For a year, y'all didn't start talking about foreigner, because everybody was mashed down from the COVID. And the thinking was, we was all mashed down together, and we was all mashed down the same way. But we wasn't all mashed down together, and we wasn't all mashed down the same way, because while Bahamians were able to collect unemployment insurance, and the government gave NIB to even those who were self-employed and even those whose unemployment insurance ran out, all the foreign work permit holders, they had to make do on their own, right? The people who were here who aren't legal, they were mashed down on their own, right? They couldn't get access to the food program. They couldn't get access to NIB, right? So I thought that we were more focused on what was going on with us, all right, knowing that. And I didn't hear nobody going, well, yeah, give the work permit holders access to the food program and give the work permit holders access to NIB. I think they should have had access to NIB at least for the first 13 weeks, right, through the program. I didn't hear that. All right, they was mashed down on their own. Okay. So I was proud of y'all. But, you know, we open up a little bit now, and we free. So now we could send that to the Haitians. Put our energy back on the Haitians. All right. Let's say lies. What's lies? What's lies? They could access the food program? I know they couldn't access no NIB. I know that. If you had no work permit. Juan, why is our money only insured up to $50K? So if I have $1 million in the bank, then I just have to take a loss on the rest of the money. You better watch your money, son. You might want to break that money up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
All right, you're on air.
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good. Turn your radio down for me. Hello. All right. Before I get back on it, anyway. So that's why I always used to see you on that line. One, as someone who worked at a Western Union, I can attest to the fact that many persons were placed on stop lists due to the fact they were flagged for sending money too frequently and to too many persons. So there are a number of foreigners here that are legal that send for money that are here illegally. They would literally tell you they send in for other people when they're questioned. Some of them do this to make money. Ah, I see. Okay. All right. But that don't change the fact that they were there, that the person who was there was legal. But if they're doing it for people who are here illegally, then that should not be. That should not be. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Vaughn.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm good.
You said we should feed the Haitians and whatever. They're sending their money back home.
I didn't say that. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but I didn't say that.
Years, and when it's time to collect, you can't even collect. You have to be a year before you collect because there ain't no money. You're getting a little measly couple dollars after paying for so long. Do what? Come on, give me a break. Thank you.
No problem. Now, I didn't say that you should have given people here illegally access to the food program. Although, I won't lie to you, I don't have a problem feeding someone if they're hungry, whether they're here legally or not. I ain't trying to starve you out. I said that work permit holders should have been given access to the first tranche of unemployment insurance at NIB, and they were entitled to none of it. Good afternoon, Juan. Fred must be sipping that perp. He's trying to use the known xenophobia in regard to Haitian to justify them not having homes up to code. The absurdity of that line of thought is sickening. Find the landowners and enforce the building code. Simple. Yeah, that's all. That's what I say. Dude, we ain't got to get all emotional with it. All right? Who owned this property? All right? I want to know who owned this property. You own the property. The building ain't up to code on the property. I can fine you. I coming back next month. I can fine you again for each property they have to. I coming back next month. And I come back, let's say, 6 months, maybe a year. If you ain't put these buildings up to code, I putting you in court. All right? And that's how we going to deal with it. Says, you guys continue to let Fred make it about, who's you guys? See, you start off wrong. Who's you guys continue to let Fred? He said this in a court of law. So he, ain't nobody continue to let him. This is what he did. And we reported on what occurred in court. So let's start off straight about you guys. All right? I ain't make him do nothing. I ain't continue to let him do a Christ thing. But let me read the rest of your text. It's about breaking the law with building electrical connection, proof of land ownership. So until these people stop breaking the law, I'm telling people build anywhere without any permits and any chance to break the law to do it, because shantytowns are doing it. All right. I agree. You got to follow the law. But I ain't let him do nothing. It says, don't consider the illegal kids of illegal migrants born here to be legal. Article 7 needs to change to stop that, and then the shanty towns will slow down. That's one line of thought. I have my thoughts on Article 7. It involves some measures that you may think are extraordinary because I would give a time frame in which to register. And then I would grant those people citizenship, and then I would alter Article 7 to not automatically get it. You'd have to apply, you'd have to go through a different type of application process. All right? It says, one, they use Haitians who have status to send their money. Come on. I don't know, me, come on. I'm telling you, you got to have an ID to go there. Don't confuse me, please. It says, one, what you're saying, if a person comes here illegal, though, and your children benefit from that illegality, it's too much, and it ain't going no way, so it's okay, crazy, it's too many of them. We don't need that stress. We have to fix this problem. We have laws, and we don't have open borders. Stop pandering based on emotions about they trying to make a living. They trying to outdo Bahamians, and that's not right. We have to enforce our laws or get rid of them. But you ain't going to get rid of them, is what I'm trying to say to you, right? So that you living in a fantasy, okay? Fantasy is where you live. If you think so, you might as well just remove yourself from that train of thought, because you ain't removing nothing. All right. The descendants of Haitians who came here legally or illegally, they're done baked into the fabric of it, and you may not like it, but that is what it is. So you might as well adjust. Now the shantytown, I don't agree with. Illegal immigration, I don't support. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Well, he did you always along with you, Juan.
Hey, what's happened?
I'm right here.
All right.
Thank God. Juan, talking about those houses, places that not up to the building code. Guess what? Guess who's the fault? The government are the fault.
Yep.
That's why. Mm-hmm. You know, you would complain to them, right, about situation, you know, health, the health people, the electricity people, you know, Ministry of Works, and guess what? They would promise you, but they never get around to it. They never come and check. And sometimes, if they come and check, they will say, well, they don't have any restroom. They don't have any toilet. The thing is, they're already there, illegal. So deal with it. That's your job, to deal with it. Then the next thing is, the lawyers, right? You have the situation in court, and they be holding you up for years, not putting it in court. That's the problem. So you can't blame the owners of the land. You got to start, government got to start dealing with those entities in which they have doing foolishness, and those lawyers were keeping people back. Uh-huh. We got to be right and honest with this situation.
Well, I disagree. I think that I think that you do need to enforce the building code, but that originates from who let them build on their property. So I will first deal with the property owner, because they only bill in what you allow them to do. Now, if you don't know they're billing on your property, I can let you know. And then you need to let them know, look, you're not allowed to be on my property, you're trespassing. Then you need to go get the police, right? Go to court, whatever, get your order, have them remove, and deal with it that way. Good afternoon, Juan. My husband and I are both Bahamians. He's a fisherman, and I'm unemployed. Neither of us were qualified during the pandemic to receive NIB. It was hard when the dock was closed, but God provided. Neither of you were qualified. You both Bahamians, and you were working. I don't know how that, I don't know who you spoke to. It says, Sparky, like a lot of Bahamians, is be airbagging. The white foreign investors take millions out of the country, but he watching the small Haitians who send a little food money to their families. Blacks could hate on blacks. I watching who you sending money to. Now I want my coins. I want my piece of it. If I'm the government, you sending money out of the country, that impacted me and my central bank, so I can want what's mine. But you send money whoever you want, right? Says, Juan, there's no way a Haitian born in the Bahamas and is over 18 can't speak English. That means they probably came here illegally. Possibly, if you ain't gonna be Haitian in the Bahamas and go through the Bahamian school system and not be able to speak English. I was texted from before. So I'm talking about illegals. No fantasy about that. And no one should benefit from illegality. There's no fantasy about that. Well, if you're illegal, then, you know, I don't agree with you being here. So I can't do it in nobody else's place. You shouldn't be able to do it here. So we ain't too far apart on that. All right. We got to go break? Let's go to break. We'll be back.
If you love brunch, but it's already time for lunch, Burger King's Farmhouse King has you covered with a burger that's big and tasty. The Farmhouse King features a half pound of flame-grilled beef, a fried egg, bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, and our creamy signature sauce, all on BK's signature toasted sesame seed bun. Complete your meal and make it a combo with fries or onion rings and an ice-cold Pepsi. Fill up for lunch with the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Think safety first. Get to know LA Impact Windows and Doors. For the lowest and affordable quality hurricane impact windows and doors, garage doors, showers, shutters, casement and sliding windows and doors for residential and commercial business, installation, glass and roll-up shutter repairs, special discounts for contractors and senior citizens, easy layaway plans too. Feel safe with LA Impact Windows and Doors, located in the Southland Plaza, East Street South, just three doors north of the Teachers Credit Union offices. LA Impact Windows and Doors, impacting your view. Phone 322-3667.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a three-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
Hello, my name is Dr. Dane Bo, orthopedic surgeon and currently chairman of the Bahamas Medical Council. Here are the facts about the AstraZeneca vaccine. Tens of thousands of people participated in the stage 3 clinical trials, and there were no instances of serious illness or death attributed to the vaccine. That safety record has held steady as the vaccine has been rolled out to millions of people around the world. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cost-effective to purchase, and since it does not require ultra-cold storage like other popular vaccines, it is easier to ship and store, making it a popular choice for many countries around the world, including the Bahamas. It is projected that over 200 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be produced per month as production ramps up to save even more lives, establishing it as one of the leading COVID-19 vaccines. To learn more about the COVID-19 vaccines, kindly visit us at opm.gov.bs/vaccine.
To abolish the laws that prohibit marijuana growing and selling and use. All right? So we would change those laws because times have changed, mores have changed, values have changed, and the laws have not served us well. Our immigration laws have not served us well. They need to be altered in order to allow people who have a vested interest in the Bahamas and want to continue to contribute to the Bahamas to become fully Bahamian to benefit and uplift our country. And they need to be altered to filter out those who are coming for nefarious reasons or using it as a way stop or don't want to properly participate in the functioning of our country. All right, so we should change the immigration laws. I do agree with that. You could have, you're entitled to your view. All right? And I've gone through this over and over and over again, but I don't expect you to remember as to how you do that. Okay? So I would change Article 7 because it doesn't serve us well. All you have is thousands and thousands and thousands of frustrated people, right? One of my boys is, I ain't gonna be too specific because I ain't talked to him about this, so I don't want to put it out there like that. One of my boys played for the national team, right? The Bahamas national team, right? And he had no passport. He had to go get a travel document. This dude literally put the Bahamas on his back in athletics, right? One of our national teams he played for. And they had to go get him a travel document. And the coach was so incensed, he had to go up to immigration. They keep running him around and around and around. The coach going with him. Coach like, what the hell are you doing? I want him to have a passport that says he's a Bahamian because he's representing the Bahamas. So it don't serve us as they should. Think. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of text. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Turn your radio down.
Yeah, okay, it's down. Okay.
All
right. I just wanted to make this comment. During the pandemic, one of my Asian friends literally told me that it is better in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, most of them have food stores and liquor stores.
Right.
And the amount of money they made, they said they couldn't make that if they were living in China.
Right. Probably
so I
not.
Just want the public to know that. It is better in the Bahamas for everybody but us.
Yeah, I mean, so Bahamians can't own the food store.
Yeah.
Bahamians don't own no food. They can't own food store. It is better in the Bahamas for everybody. It's a why? Because the Asian own a food store? Now, I've heard some liquor store owners here complain about that some of the Asian-owned liquor stores don't follow the rules as the Bahamians are asked to follow. And I promised him I would look deeper. I promised one of them I would look deeper into that. But they also say there's Bahamian companies that are not following the rules in some respect. But I'm out of no Chinese person for owning a food store or a liquor store. All right? I'll get in that business too. I want them to let me know how they do it. How you do it? How do you do it? How did you successfully do this? Do y'all order in bulk? You got to connect, like, in China, in America, through your family? Like, how do you do it? Like, we should be thinking along these lines, right? So when I see someone making money legitly, no matter what their race or gender or nationality is, what I want to know is, well, how you make it? I ain't looking at you like, look at this, look at him making money. You know, nah, it ain't like that. I'm looking at him like, look at him making money. How can I make money like he making money? How do y'all function to make this money like this? I notice your community is getting money, right? Show me how you do it. And that's how I look at it. I don't look at it like, oh, look at you, you know what I mean? My husband is a white Bahamian and paid NIB at the ceiling rate for the past 10 years without a claim. It took 7 weeks and 10 emails to Marlon Johnson to finally get his unemployment check. Many Bahamians did not get their payment due. I have a lady who was a straw vendor. I ain't gonna tell you where because I don't want to make no problems for her. I personally talked to NIB, got her documents for NIB. I told her what NIB said they needed. I told her, bring it to me. I scan it, email it to NIB. She hadn't gotten paid yet. I don't know what else to do. Like, I was about to call Nicola Virgil Roll, but she's gone. And I don't really know the new guy like that. But a lot of people fell through the cracks with NIB. And I know, you weren't set up to deal with this volume of people. But a lot of people fell through the cracks in NIB, so I feel you. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
How you doing, Juan?
I'm good.
Juan, listen, if I were the Bahamian people, we have to accept the facts. And the facts is, there were Haitians in this country before a whole lot of us, like Sparky, who call ourselves Bahamian.
Yeah.
We have to keep things in context, all right? The Haitian people have a right to live in this country or any country wherever they desire to live once they go there according to the law of that land, okay?
Yeah.
Now, as relates to these properties and the properties owners, these are the people who the Bahamian people need to be irated with, who are allowing these houses to be constructed one onto each other, all over the place. Okay, and that's maybe the issues that would come out in the court. And
yeah, that's the issue.
This is in the court, yeah. And so you're not going to agree with me everything, and I'm not going to agree with revolution on everything.
Right.
But revolution have a right to do its job. Let me do mine sometime.
That's fine.
Without criticizing in a negative way.
What you mean?
Just because
like
I can't call back, and I'm
you was lotioning the government.
No, but you look like
running.
You want me to lotion your conversation.
I want you to speak to what's germane,
right,
man.
You
was just saying about the African cabinet and all
you
that.
You thought what was coming out of my mouth, you hang up. That was not fair.
I let you talk today, right?
But you're damn right. You let me talk as I talk. I'll keep calling every day till you do.
Okay. You.
See you later, big bro. I still respect you, though.
Everything cool, Emma?
Yeah, man, you know that.
Yeah. All right. It says, one, the Chinese work together, and you're right. They order in bulk. Therefore, they can sell cheaper, and everyone else looking for a bargain. It says, let me tell you how Asians do it. They order and negotiate as a group. They're not greedy with their margins. Bahamians are always trying to maximize profit. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How goes it?
I'm good, thanks, you know.
All right.
You know, McCartney, sometimes I get a bit confused because we talk, but we have to blame the land owners. But if I have my own private land and I go and I build a little small room onto my house. Mm-hmm. A Ministry of Works come there and they tell me I don't have a permit and I have to take it down.
They'll watch you while you take it down. They'll wait.
Yeah.
Down.
So I'm trying to find out why is it that no matter who land it on, if they're not building up to standard, they can't do it.
I'm trying to figure out too.
Ministry of Works can't go in and demand the same thing.
I'm trying to figure out too.
You know, just one more point, Mr. McCartney. We have to realize too, the Bahamas is a small place. You know, if the Haitians go to Miami, they don't go build on any little vacant land.
You can't.
They don't build 1,000 houses on no vacant land.
Because they don't let them.
Right. They go and they get their apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
Similarly, any other national. But as far as the Chinese is also concerned, too, I want to say that there should be some businesses that are reserved for Bahamians and small retail outlets. We cannot continue to just abundantly give all types of licenses to the Chinese, who already have an unfair advantage based on how they do business. Mm-hmm. They pull all their money together and buy bulk.
But how is
all
of a sudden
we didn't have all these Chinese in the country.
Unfair.
I don't know how all these Chinese in the country could have a shop on 10 shop on every major street, 20 shop on every major street, mm-hmm. in every different area, outbidding the Bahamians. And the Bahamians can't get licensed for these things.
Bahamians can't get licensed for sure.
That's what I'm concerned about.
I hear you. I agree with you on the first point. The second point, I don't know. I don't know what missed. I don't know what you're seeing that Bahamians can own grocery stores, because I know Bahamians who own grocery stores, and I know Bahamians who own liquor stores, many of them, who've done quite well. And in fact, I had considered looking at that type of business, liquor store type thing, but I just found it really, when I looked at it, at the time, it wasn't for me. All right. Let's go to a break. We're going to be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the family app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Sorry. I don't have Nerona. I was eating sounds. The pepper from the south. Right from Checkers. They hooked me up. I still put the white meat pieces in there for me so I get the protein. I want to open up a South shop too. I got to steal Checkers' recipe. One of his boys have a restaurant. They make a rib sauce. I tend not to drift toward the swine, but I ain't gonna lie. I know what he's putting in the rib sauce. We make good. I get to eat his recipe. And then my wife's cousin, she make a mutton sauce. I got a TFO recipe, and then I get open my sauce shop. I could move from here and go open a sauce shop somewhere. Okay. We're having an open line show, but I want to say something first. Government says there's a marked increase in COVID cases. All right, no doubt. And it's disconcerting. Okay, sure thing. Disconcerting. Consequently, the Ministry of Health encourages the general public to continue adhere to the health precautions. Word. Avoid social gatherings. Maintain adequate social distancing. Wash hands. Frequently wear a mask. So, are y'all disconcerted when y'all have all these political parties campaigning and mash up around one another in large groups and pack up in church for service? Everyone all drape up next to the other. Y'all, that's disconcerting. Y'all tell them that. Let me know. They had 33 cases yesterday. That's a little bit of COVID, man. Y'all wildin'. Also, let me say this with the more than 5,000 vaccinated so far. So according to the National COVID-19 Vaccine Consultative Committee. So I don't understand what that means. How is it? What is more than 5,000? What does that mean? Does that mean 10,000? Does that mean 5,001? I would like the National COVID-19 Vaccine Consultative Committee, of which Dr. Mercilyn Dalregis is chair, to report with the same level of frequency and accuracy as the Ministry of Health does when reporting COVID-19 positive cases. So you can tell me exactly how many COVID-19 tests were administered on a particular day, exactly how many of those tests were repeated, exactly how many of those tests came back positive. You can tell me exactly how many women were COVID-19 positive on a particular day? How many men were COVID-19 positive on a particular day? You could tell me who was COVID-19 positive on New Providence, Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, Long Island, etc. Every single day, you can tell me who is in what hospital diagnosed with COVID-19 on Grand Bahama or New Providence and how many of those people are in the ICU and which ICU they are in. But on the vaccine, you could just, more than 5,000. Really? Like, how many people have been vaccinated? Where were they vaccinated? Was it Princess Margaret Hospital? Was it Sandilands? I think Doctors Hospital was doing something. Was it Loyola Hall? Was it Grand Bahama? All right. I would like you to give us more information. Please. That would be great. More information. All right. It's not sufficient for me to just say, well, it's more than 5,000 people. And I'm reporting this as if that's acceptable in terms of the level of data we have. All right? I don't, that's not good enough. Okay? Juan, please remind these callers, texters, and some of these people, they're actually calling Chinese they are calling Chinese are actually Bahamian. Yeah, yeah, well, and yes. Okay, so let me finish reading your text, then I'll chime in. This is a problem people of Asian ancestry continue to have in Western countries. They're often perceived as foreigners when they may have been citizens in these countries for generations. So, look, here's how some of this works, all right? You have Chinese who migrated throughout the earth, right? Generations ago, right? They were doing it for years and years and years, hundreds of years, right? But particularly when China went full communist, a lot of them left, you know, and sought to get out. And particularly when they had the Great Famine, when Chairman Mao lost it, right? A lot of people left, got out at any cost, right? And they moved to different countries. They moved throughout the Caribbean, Jamaica, Bahamas, wherever, right? They just wanted to live, to be able to make a living, to make a life for themselves and their families, all right? And therefore, you have had Chinese families who've been here for generations. Now, what they've done often is they've set up businesses and they go, well, I have family in China. Let me apply for work permits for them and my family could come help me run my business, which I don't have a problem with. But retail and wholesale are reserved in this country for Bahamians. Now, someone got to explain to me why Bahamas Food Services is owned by an American company, which is the largest wholesaler by far in the Bahamas. I'm not sure I understand how that one happened. I ain't got a problem with y'all. I'm just saying I don't understand how it happened. But someone needs to explain that to me. I don't have a problem with the Chinese or Bahamian Chinese or Bahamian. As long as you follow in the rules, I ain't got no problem with you. None. I ain't looking at you like, oh, well, why you look Asian and you ain't got that? I don't flex like that. That's y'all do that. I don't do that. You can call me 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. All right. Juan, I will do you one better. We were given a tally for COVID, and we're given a percentage for the efficacy of the vaccine. For example, 76% efficacy doesn't mean if 100 people who got COVID took the vaccine, 76 people will be spared symptoms. Since COVID symptoms only show up in half the cases, 38 people are spared. No, I think you're thinking about that wrong. Right? So 76% efficacy doesn't mean 76% efficacy throughout the population. It means it's up to 76% efficacy per person. So it's not like you're applying that to the population. All right. Juan, good afternoon. You may not want to touch BFS. I can't read the rest of that. I mean, I'm not, I don't have a problem with BFS. It says, hi, all the Wongs I know are Bahamians. They gave me my first job. However, Beijing says there's only one China. Yeah, I went to school with Asian Bahamians. Right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day, Juan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Okay, it's better?
Yeah, that's good.
One question. I mean, not question, but I want to make a statement to the gentleman that called in earlier.
Go ahead.
I said, the Haitians have more rights to be here than Bahamians.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
In the Bahamas. How so?
Right.
This is not a Haitian country.
Right.
I have nothing against Haitians, but what I do have a problem is when you do things illegally.
Correct.
And then you want us to look at you legal. That's right. Not fair to Bahamians because for me, when I build, I have to go through all the right procedures or the government would tear me down as a Bahamian.
That's right.
So what makes you better than me who is a Bahamian to build and do it with no problem?
Nothing. There's not nothing.
You understand? It's not fair to Bahamians. And what happens is my children will come up. We can't get the properties that we deserve. or we're supposed to have. There's something needs to be done with that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't support the Fred Smith's arguments on that at all. I think that you should be held to the same standards as everybody else. The law should be equally applied.
These things they would not do in Haiti. That's why they come to the Bahamas and the government makes it so easy for them.
They would not do it in Haiti at all.
Yeah. So why is it everybody could come in the Bahamas, live free on the backs of behemoths, and we, the behemoths, have to suffer? How is that so? Something has to be done about that.
Yeah, they got to get rid of the shantytown. I'm with you. Like, you got to
get rid of them.
Or turn it. If y'all going to be there as a community, then you have to have proper structures. That's
you
all.
You have to pay. You have to have proper documents.
Yeah, and you should not be here illegally. Well, see, there's dueling arguments going on that I hear, though. So I hear Fred Smith on the one hand saying, well, most of these people are Bahamian, right? Mm-hmm. There's 60% of them are Bahamians and XYZ. And then on the other hand, he says, well, you're trying to wipe out this ethnic population. So, but you just said most of them are Bahamian. And so whether they're Bahamian, Haitian, whatever, they have to all follow the same rules.
They should be legalized and do things properly.
Yeah, do things properly.
Abaco just experienced the hurricane. Why is it that those houses are built back there when the government already deemed that place not to be built? It's unfair to Bahamians who are building illegal.
Yeah. Now, they didn't build back in the mud and pigeon pee. They're out in the farm. And I think maybe they did some stuff in sandbags, but the Ministry of Works needs to go there.
Wherever they build, if they build on the side of the road and it's not permitted,
yeah, you can't do it.
Tear it down.
Right. You can't
tear
do
it down.
If you telling me the coconut man can be on the side of the road and y'all got energy and y'all going to drag them to court, then clearly
thank you.
We got to be enforcing the law properly with regard to building structures.
Thank you. Listen, yeah. I am in the process of building, right?
Yeah.
We have to put our papers into the ministry.
That's right.
One little glitch on the paper was not right.
It's not over.
They stopped it.
Right.
And I'm a Bahamian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's unfair for people, foreigners, to come in my land, your land, the Bahamian land, and live comfortable and free. It is unfair to the Bahamian.
Yeah. I'm with you. I appreciate you. Yeah. You got to have a standard applied across the board. I'm going to reiterate. I don't know anyone who lives in a shantytown, all right? All the Haitians I know and all the people of Haitian ancestry I know live just like the Bahamians I know, right? Some better than a lot of Bahamians I know, all right? They are working, they're owning businesses, they are legally documented. So I don't have the experience of living next to any shantytown or personally knowing anyone in a shantytown. I've been to many, many, many shantytowns, and I wouldn't want to live there. I can tell you that. And most of the people I've talked to when I went there says that they really don't want to live there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Nope. All right, let's take another call. Next call for us. Let's do it.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good.
Let me help you, Juan. Let me help you. You and said my last word is them. The problem with our country is the Moses cooking in this country. And you'll be the fight and who owns this land and stuff. And like the lady said a while ago, you see, we have a lot. See, I don't play for Smith, you know. For Smith's a lawyer, I need to have read one of them too. See, the Haitians in this country don't hate behemoths, you know. See, I have to be on the ground everyone and city. I grew up with Haitians. I'm people of Haitian descent. I'm parents of my brother. They're nice people.
Mm-hmm.
They're police officers, they're defense officers, whatever have you.
Right.
The Haitians, mob Haitians in this country. The young ones, it's the one who caused them problems for the older ones. And what really happened is that, you know how we Bahamian people go, they say, but tell them all back.
Right.
I know that don't make no sense to me.
It's not even practical.
Yeah, not even practical. See, what needs to happen, right? See, these people be taking advantage of these people for political gains. And it's wrong. And it's commentary. Mm-hmm. You want them to tell what's really happening in this country, man. You see, you know the country grew up. I know the country grew up. And that's why I keep telling you all, the real change is coming to happen in this country in 2027. Okay? Independent game. But see, all who deserve in this country will be straight no get the demon talk. But you know, Haitian demon here. Either a Bahamian or you're Haitian. You know, being this kind of thing like America, being not like America. America's a big baby, it's a small, community minded thing. And everybody, 80% of people in this country is either family friends and lovers or good boys and friends. How are you doing, everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man. You gotta, you gotta target the people who are illegal, is what I'm saying.
Illegal. See, what and what need to happen, like you said a while ago. See, that's why they don't want to have no land or track, you know, so that we and you and the Florida State could go and find out all this land, so we can put pressure on these people. And one, and when they start buying up 100,000 the first time, 200,000 the second time, then the third time, you take your land and put it back to the States, and we build government subdivisions here, and we build places for homeless people.
Yeah.
We won't be playing in this country. We won't be playing in this country.
Yeah, we're not serious.
It's the same thing with the taxi plate. It's the same thing with the bus plate. And you all are going to apply for all these things. One thing, need to get it right. The fourth thing, need to keep digging. And keep digging the fourth and get it right.
I'm with you, my brother. Now, I don't know that the country corrupt. That's a blanket statement. All right? Because I hail. And I corrupt, right? So I don't like to make these huge generalizations. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. So you want a liquor store license, Juan?
I was thinking about it at one point.
Well, okay. Well, I tell you one thing. You're not going to get the one where you could sell food and sell liquor while people are standing up in the middle of your road like they do in Burnett Road in Foxhill Roundabout after 9 o'clock in the night. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you you can't get that. And I was asking the police officer, why can't I do that? But other people, I'm not calling anybody else's name, mm-hmm. can do that. You can get liquor 9 o'clock in the night on Sundays when you get your food at the same time. But I can't get a license to do that one. I think that's unfair.
I hear you. I mean, I don't know where y'all is be. I've been in many bars and liquor stores at Bahamas where they sell food. Many.
I said to get a license now to do it.
Oh, the license now. Well, I don't know. I didn't.
That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, what we need to look so at is those treaties that we signed. Like, I understand that there were some treaties that were signed with Haiti and so forth that we don't know what the details are. Are you guys able to go and research and see what was really signed that we signed on to that maybe we don't know what we did?
I couldn't tell you. So, I don't know. Did we sign any? What was the last treaty we signed with Haiti? Like, I think maybe Pinling? Did something in the 80s? Is there something else that happened since then I'm unaware of? And that was for a specific purpose. I know we're supposed to do the food thing. Whatever happened to that? With the doing more trade with Haiti with food? I think that's a good idea. Because they grow stuff. Jamaica, too. Although Jamaica's farther away than Haiti. Well, if you think about, yeah, Jamaica is farther away, but not that far. The border is farther away, particularly with regard to New Providence. But we should do it with more, I would say, more CARICOM trade. Because the stuff we get from the States been there for a minute anyway. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Hey, Warren McCartney. Good afternoon, my brother.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Right here, man.
All right.
Just two very quick points here.
Shoot.
Firstly, you know, we all have grown up with, and I would call them our brothers and sisters from the South.
Right.
I think what has really happened over the decades is that we were unable to really and truly regularize a whole lot of them. In other words, put systems in place.
Right. And that's the problem.
And that is where the big problem is,
right.
Firstly.
I want to have a mass regularization exercise. That's what I would like to do.
Exactly.
Anyway, go ahead.
I think going forward, one, and this is something I really thought about, you know, just as like in the United States, you have citizens, you have residents, you have permanent residents. Mm-hmm. We have permanent residents here, to the best of my knowledge, and we also have citizens here.
Mm-hmm.
But those who are here, until we can determine X, Y, Z, A, B, C, they should be given residency status, if that. Just residency status with the ability to work if they are here legally. The illegal ones need to go back. I can tell you this for a fact because I talked to a whole lot of Haitians. The Haitian, a lot of them who came here legally, mm-hmm. and those who have gone through the process, they are actually angry with a whole lot of them who came here illegally because they have put the spotlight on all of them.
Yeah,
and that is a problem in that community.
Man.
The second part that I like to say is what is so suspicious, one, and this, here again, it brings up the vexation of Bahamians. Why did we put a passport office in Inagua? What is the purpose? You put one in Long Island,
uh-huh.
but you put one in Inagua as well. What is the purpose of that passport office there?
I mean, I don't get a problem with that, Jeff.
So
are you trying to say it's something nefarious going on, or what?
What I am saying is, a lot of persons out here have a problem with that. Because they're trying to determine, you have two passport offices in the southern Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just put one in a central location, i.e., let's say Long Island, for instance. Long Island could capture Miguana, Inagua, Acklands, Crooked Island, so on and so forth. Why did you put two down there?
I hear you. Go ahead.
So that's all with that. As far as that is concerned, that is what the talk is on the ground.
Okay.
All right? I close the point here so I could clear up the line. I think transparency and accountability that has been used as campaign slogans, these guys are not living up to it. And I tell you, because of this, it causes a lot of speculation. It causes a lot of suspicion. And until we are able to have a government that is truly transparent and accountable, then we will continue getting what we are seeing today. And that's all it is to that one. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to your commentary afterwards.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. All right. I understand your logic. And you say, well, you could put one in Long Island and they could all go to Long Island. But the whole purpose of putting it on the island is so that they don't have to leave the island to get it. So I do understand why they're doing it. All right? So that's my thing. Now, if you're saying there's something else going on because of Inagua's proximity to Haiti, then okay. But now if you walk through this now, let's walk through it. Because I used to hear this a lot. Boy, you ever been on immigration? See all Haitian about immigration? Yeah, but the fact that they by the immigration department means that they getting papers or have papers. Right? So they the Haitian who here illegally, unless he trying his luck or involving some criminality, he ain't going out by immigration. Right? Or anyone. You know, because they going to keep you there. Now, I don't see how you going to be illegal and be issued a passport in Inagua just because the passport office there. You got to help me with that one. Are you saying that they put the passport office there to illegally give Haitians who are not here legally passports? Is that what you're telling me? If you have that little faith in our passport office, then you might as well shut it down. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
One.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
I have to laugh when you're saying if you don't have faith in the passport office, you know just how these things go. One. Most of these government offices are, you know, that's just the way it is. And you put that accessibility to passport right down in Inagua, which is really close to Haiti. And all you need is the wrong place in the work in that area,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see how much fraudulent document will probably come out of that. I guess that's what Jeff is trying to say.
That's what he's trying to say, but I mean, I don't know, man. That's kind of an indictment on the people who work at the passport office.
To be seen, but I think that's the thinking of a lot of people. What I really called to say, one, you know, it's really a blatant disrespect for Bahamian people when Bahamians cannot build on a land illegally, and somebody else could come into your country and build on that, and it's like nobody checking for that. You know, when I think about that, that is so serious.
Yeah, but let's...
Persons could come here who shouldn't have had ties here.
I understand that. Let's walk through it, though. Let's walk through what you said.
Uh-huh.
You said they can bill illegally and nobody checking.
Right.
But aren't they in court right now?
No, I'm trying to say...
So somebody is checking.
Probably it's just a fraction of them in court. We're talking about shantytowns all over this island.
I mean, it's at least 177 people.
Specifically in Abaco.
Mm.
That one, and right now I am a bit ticked off at the minister, because if you come on the radio or in the public forum and make a statement that you're going to destroy these shanty towns before a month end. But yet you know there's a process to go through. Why are you making a statement like that when you know, in fact, you probably can't do it because of the legal ramifications around all of that?
You make a good point.
I mean,
but they should monitor. They should be monitoring that more closely, man. To me,
is he saying that just to say, that like showing the Bahamian people like trying to do something about it. You know, I don't like loose talk like that. If you're serious, and I respect Desmond Bannister, you know, but if he know he can't do that because of all of that, like Branwell McCartney say, he would just do what he has to do and then face the court situation later.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, many things.
I don't agree with that.
Well, you know, even in Dominican Republic, what they did, you might not agree with that. But I'm just saying, these things can be done. And I feel, as a Bahamian, this is why I think we need to look carefully at who we put in power. Because even, you know, we saw a video with Brave Davis, them talking, but they are a part of their roots and all this. I mean, you don't need that nonsense. You just govern a country, do what you have to do. If a person is a Bahamian, too, by virtue of papers, they are Bahamians. You don't need to identify these things with, oh, I speak Creole too, or it's a part of your roots. That, you know, you disrespecting Bahamians.
I don't agree with that either.
Papers one, right?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
If a person was given papers, wouldn't they be a Bahamian if they were given the right papers?
If you're given citizenship, yeah.
They would be Bahamians, right?
If you're given citizenship, yes.
Right, so why would you have to say, I identify with you and all this, and why would you need a Creole interpreter? If these people, in fact, get the paper, they have to speak English. So why would all of this be necessary? I don't understand that.
I'm having trouble following where it is you're going and what you were saying. I'm having trouble following it. If a politician says to someone of Haitian ancestry and Haitian family that they can culturally identify with them, I don't have a problem with that. If someone who is culturally from a different country and has kept that culture in their family and they still have applied for citizenship in a different country, I don't have a problem with that. So I have a sister who is a naturalized American citizen. She still has her Bahamian passport. She still owns property in the Bahamas. She still frequently comes to the Bahamas. She still uses Bahamian dialect, still cooks Bahamian food. Is the proposition that we should abandon our culture because we move to a different country? And we're naturalized in that country. See, I understand the frustration that people have when they say that they have a problem with Haitians who may or may not be here illegally, or Bahamians or whatever, building on land without proper permits. But you sound as if you have a problem with someone identifying themselves with any Haitian ancestry at all, which is nonsensical to me, because if you're from Haiti, you're from Haiti. Because we all came from Africa, and most of the traditions we have in the Caribbean, we share because they're African traditions sprinkled in with whoever colonized us latest. All right? So I'm not going to sit here and demonize anyone who's Haitian. I expect you to follow the law. I have lots of friends who are Haitian and of Haitian descent, and you're not going to get me to follow along with that. You can have whatever sort of prejudices you would like. I can think clearly enough to go, I don't want you to build illegally and do things X, Y, Z. But if Brave Davis or whomever wants to speak Creole, I have no issue with that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
You still struggling. You're just doing work. Listen, you know, the slave trade and miscegenation, right, by the Europeans and the Arabs, right?
That's a heavy word, 52.
Yeah, well, I learned it from grade 10 or grade 9. So that's really like, has created a great schism with the African diaspora, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens is, to compound the problem, you know, see me, the whole global sheep, humanitarian sheep, a free humanity is under attack. So I don't have time to focus on the Haitians. And so what happened is, you know, my people live over east, I grew up over there, but I live in the city now, right? So what I'm saying is, I know these people, them, so I look at them as normal. So I'm not going to sit here and focus on Haitians as if there's a part of my problem now. The problem what I have is the fact that the Shandy Towns, it thought public health will override the legalities of it, because here it is. That's where they use COVID. They infringe on the individual rights over the collective as far as public health. So public health should be one of the reasons they should be able to bypass all that. So I'm looking at, I don't know, if you look at this COVID science, right, which is the Emergency Powers Act, if one was to adjudicate these civil liberties infringements using truthful science, right, then I would prove to you that the pundits are disingenuous, right, and would lose this. I don't know if we need scientific judges and lawyers, but I think they're well read, so they should be able to understand the science. I have another problem, and these are the facts coming out of the Dr. Fauci mouth. Data mining, data dredging, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it that we continue day after day to not speak about the misuse of the PCR test and the cycle threshold? This is how, you know, they're manipulating the data. You know, this is what it is. And so I just wanted to give the professional health minister, right, the pundit, right, because what I heard the other day was buffoonery, that we would achieve herd immunity by the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. So what he should
do now is, instead of talking, is why I say the sheep them line up to get vaccinated, right? What he could do is take blood samples and then do a neutralizing antibody test to see how correct he is in using a ratio to say, well, this amount of people had antibodies, so maybe he proved himself right with a certain information. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. McCartney?
Yeah.
So because according to Dr. Van den Bosch, the viral immune escape and the doctrine of reassortment and antigenic shift and drift, this is virtually almost impossible. So the biosecurity paradigm that they're creating, we did vaccinate us back into oblivion. Have a good day, brother.
Okay, my brother. Yeah, the herd immunity thing I don't get, because 9,000 people have had COVID and more than 5,000 have been vaccinated, whatever that means. So, if we're ballparking it at 14,000, you still got another at least 45,000, 50,000 people to go to either be vaccinated or get COVID. All right? It says 52 is on point. If the Shady Towns pose a health risk, why can't they be removed using the powers of the emergency order? You don't even need the emergency order to do that. In fact, you recall that they have a no-bill thing in the mud and pigeon pee due to the hurricane, and that was that. Because it was a public health emergency. And that was it. We got a call. Where you going? No? All right, let's take a break. Sorry about that.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Exclusive. Airport locations.
TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents. It's the Bahamas' most efficient domestic delivery service. We pick up and deliver for businesses and individuals, and we're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for deliveries anywhere in Nassau. TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents. Call us today at 815-4628 or visit our website, tfxdelivery.com.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 1-242-356-0249.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hello, my name is Dr. Dane Bo, orthopedic surgeon and currently chairman of the Bahamas Medical Council. Here are the facts about the AstraZeneca vaccine. Tens of thousands of people participated in the stage 3 clinical trials and there were no instances of serious illness or death attributed to the vaccine. That safety record has held steady as the vaccine has been rolled out to millions of people around the world. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cost-effective to purchase, and since it does not require ultra-cold storage like other popular vaccines, it is easier to ship and store, making it a popular choice for many countries around the world, including the Bahamas. It is projected that over 200 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine will be produced per month as production ramps up to save even more lives, establishing it as one of the leading COVID-19 vaccines. To learn more about the COVID-19 vaccines, kindly visit us at opm.gov.bs/vaccine.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got some text messages. This is one. More than 9,000 people had COVID-19. Only half the people show symptoms, and those are the people who tend to get tested. One person in my family tested positive for COVID. None of us were required to get tested unless we showed symptoms. We only had to isolate. I mean, could be. That could be. It says, vaccine efficacy is determined by randomized control trials. Samples are used to predict the behavior of the population, so it refers to the population. It isn't based on the individual. No. Let's slow down now. The vaccine trials were conducted among a specific number of people. All right? In those participants, they showed a 76% efficacy rate. That's how they did that. All right? So it's a specific number of people. It wasn't just broadcast over the entire population. All right. So what else we got? Juan, stop doing the tango. What am I tangoing about? The Haitian situation? You don't think this is a complex, nuanced issue? This is just a straight up binary issue, ones and zeros, right? Haitians are all good or all bad, or Bahamians are all good or all. I don't think in those terms. All right. So listen, here's the thing. I've been doing this for a while, right? And I've cracked the code. Yes, I know how to be the most popular person of everybody on radio in the Bahamas ever, right? If I were willing to do this, I know just what to do and how to have you go out and shed blood for me, right? So if I came on this radio daily and I held firm to these positions that the Haitians are bad and just about every one of them here illegally and they contributed to the downfall of our nation, and when it's crime, it's Haitians, and when it's the economy ain't working, it's Haitians. If I came on this radio and said, all the white Bahamians, they all rich and they all conspiring against us and they all racist and they in a secret cabal to destroy us. If I came on this radio and I said the white foreigners, they all come to rape this country, and the PLP and the FNM bought and sold by the foreigners and the white Bahamians. If I came on this radio and say the Chinese all here breaking all the rules and ain't none of them is Bahamian and they trying to turn us communists and poison us out. If I come on this radio and I say the Reaganite deal could set us free and we could all be sitting down and having checks. If I come on this radio and I say Bahamians being held down in their own country every day and ain't nothing is our fault and we can't ameliorate none of our problems and all we gotta do is get rid of the PLP and the FNM, I'll be the most popular person on radio ever. But I can't do that. I can't ride with you on every issue and every opinion because there are too many divergent ones for me to keep track. So I can only express to you how I feel. And sometimes we're going to be on the same page, and sometimes we're not. And all I could do so as not to get confused is to keep it real with you. So what I do, I learned this, right? Because I used to be in relationships and just lie to women, right? Straight up. It's all good, right? I just be lying. Where was you? I lie, right? How you feel about me? I lie, right? Where you going? I lie, right? And what I found is you can't keep track of the lies, okay? You can't keep track of the lies. So what I started doing when I got some hair on my chest, right? In the mid, later 20, right? I started telling the truth. All right? You can't tell all the truth, right? Don't say everything on your mind. Don't say everything. You ain't gonna be in a relationship like that. But I said, I'm not gonna lie. Right? I'm not gonna lie. And I'm gonna keep it real. So I'm not, like, I don't lie in my relationship. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you about how I feel about an issue because you in front of me saying about an issue, and then when next homeboy come in front of me, I gotta start lying and flipping on the issue. I ain't doing that. I'm keeping it real. So I ain't dancing. I'm trying to carefully navigate complex issues. Right? And that's the best I could do. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Oh my God, mate.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, listen here. Once again, I give you kudos. You have done the right thing. You told the truth.
That's all I could do.
You know, and man, look here. You're matchless out there. It isn't a matter of being popular or not. It's doing the right thing. You've got a country to build, you know, and our children are looking up to us. Thanks for standing firm. God bless you, man.
I appreciate my brother. Appreciate you. So that's all I'm going to do is keep it real. I don't like the shiny town, and that's real. I don't think it should be there. I think y'all need to enforce the law. I don't like illegal immigration, and that's real. But I know lots of great people who have Haitian descent, so I can't lump everybody together. I know lots of people who are Haitian who really are jerks. You know what I mean? Some people, anyway, who are Haitian who are jerks. I know Bahamians who are great, great people. Love them to death. Love my people. And some of y'all ain't work. You get it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Walmart Gardening.
How's it going?
Yeah, oh, one second, please. Yeah. You know, we sit back and allow this thing to blow some over the years. Okay? We ain't sent for none of these immigrants for here. Everybody just jump on the boat, come here. And this is the only country you come in and I reward you with some status. Had we not been doing that, I think we'd have been in a better place. And the country would have been better run. You know, in the days gone by before the PLP them come in power, we didn't have no shoddy towns here. So that start after they come in. Like I say, I'm going to repeat myself. Everybody jump on the boat, come here, and we give status to them, which was wrong. And that's when this problem really started. And again, we have to get it right. And then we get more free land. Building Coney up to part. And then again, another thing, one thing I can hang up on this. If you shut down these shiny towns, the illegal immigrants would stop coming. Because once they get here, they know they have some place that they could go. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, my brother. Now, I don't know if you ever going to stop illegal immigration, right? Because that's just how the world has worked since mankind has existed, right? I promised y'all I was going to do a show on this the other day. Right? So we all originate from Africa. And why do we say that? Right? Because there's a group of people evolved in Africa to become what we are, Homo sapiens, right? And there were other people around the earth. And Homo sapiens, who came out of Africa, kill everybody else out. Who ain't die out, we kill them out, right? And the other groups, there's still traces genetically of them because we mated with some of them, X, Y, Z, Neanderthals, etc. All right? And so people have moved throughout the earth. Now, we created borders and countries, and people built ships and put crowns on people's heads and raised armies and said, this is mine, right? And we now have borders and sovereignty and everything like that, and I'm okay with that. But you're never going to stop people moving, legally or illegally, ever. So the best thing you can do is try to control it, in my humble opinion. I can do that show one day, too. Man, listen, I'm going to do the show on this whole light skin thing. Watch. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juana. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I heard you made a statement that you would love to do a mass regularizing exercise.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Haitians, or people of Haitian descent, born in the country, who don't consider themselves Bahamian, would you give them a Bahamian passport?
If you don't consider yourself Bahamian, then I suppose you wouldn't apply to be regularized. Yes?
No, they want the passport.
Right.
You're missing the point. I know a great many Haitians. And when the Haitians are around each other, they're all Haitian. When it comes to that Bahamian passport, then they're Bahamian. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is this. Since you want to regularize so many people,
I do.
What would be your standard?
If you were born and raised in the Bahamas, then I would regularize you.
Even if you don't consider yourself intrinsically a Bahamian?
If you want to, if I have a box that says, do you consider yourself a Bahamian, and you tick the box and you swear that you're going to be a Bahamian and I swear you in, then I don't have a problem with it. And if whatever you want to say when you go back to your people, then I guess that's what you say. But I'm not going to deny you that. If you tell me you want to be a Bahamian and you swear and you take the oath, then I'm going to regularize you, yes.
Okay, so
how are you supposed to know that? Like, if you're the minister, and am I supposed to follow you home? Am I supposed to record you? Am I supposed to tap your phone? How do I know what conversations you have other than what you say in front of me while I swear you in and you've applied, you're born here, you live here, you say you want to be a Bahamian? How do I know that that's not the case?
There are all types of methods you can implement into the immigration process to weed that out.
Okay.
Polygraphs are one that's not too far-fetched,
mm-hmm.
you know, a standard to implement. There are a number of things you could do.
Okay. Well, I got to go. It's been a good show, guys. I appreciate it. These are conversations I don't mind having, and we can have them. But don't expect me to just follow your lead. I can't. I'm me, right? So I that's all I can do. All right? And I'm going to keep it real with you. I ain't dancing. These are nuanced issues that we have to think carefully through. That's how I do. Now, there's lots of places you could go to confirm what it is that you want to hear. As long as I'm here, I'm just going to keep it real in terms of where I am with it. All right? This says, Neanderthal, really? Too much TV scientist, not biblical wisdom? Yeah, we can talk about the Bible, too. And all that. We can talk about all that. I want you to open your Bible when we talk about it. All right? We got to go. You guys have a good afternoon. Take care, Bahamas.